listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Police are investigating a fatal crash in Bramley last month. It happened on April 12 when a blue Nissan Pulsar travelling on Bustle Highway left the road and struck a tree. The 19-year-old driver was taken to hospital but later died of his injuries. Anyone with information is urged to contact police. Telstra has pushed back the shutdown of its 3G network, giving customers more time to upgrade their devices. The telco's Channa Senavaratne says it will now be turned off on August 31, following concerns from thousands of Aussies.
The closure of our 3G network impacts more than just handsets and Wi-Fi hotspots. There's also other devices like medical devices, FBOS terminals, and things like on-farm machinery, and all of those devices need to be upgraded.
The state government has vowed to keep airfares low for regional West Aussies. They've committed more than $64 million to the capped airfares scheme, ensuring return flights don't go above $300. The people of Albany are set to decide whether retail trading hours should be permanently extended. Under current legislation, large general retailers can't open on Sundays or past 6 p.m. on most weekdays. Mayor Greg Stock says public consultation is now open.
Surveys open between the 6th of May and the 31st of May, and we really want the community to partake. There will be, and always has been, two different points of view on this, so we're trying to collect as much data as we can to inform the decision. We'll take it to the July ordinary council meeting.
In sport, a Margaret River local is heading to the Paris Olympics. Jack Robinson locked into the country's surfing team. He'll join Tyler Wright, Molly Picklam, and Ethan Ewing wearing the green and gold at Tahiti's famed Chalpu. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.